This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition and kicking off Trader's Corner, one of the new features that we've added to the weekend show. We have Trader Vic Sparandio, known as, well, Trader Vic around the investment world. Trader Vic, we haven't had you on the show in a while, so I wanted to touch on a number of markets and get your feedback on what your technicals are telling you. Let's start off with the U.S. equity markets. We've seen throughout this week the S&P approach and test out that 2,100-point level. We are recording this very near the close on Thursday, and right now we are pretty much right at that level, about 2 points over. The biggest question on a lot of people's minds are, will these U.S. markets, the Dow and S&P, get to and break through their past all-time highs, which happened over a year ago now? What do you think?
Well, remember that you just looking at one market like the Dow Industrials, which is a public kind of index, you really have to look at all the indices to get a feel for whether we're going to make new highs or not. The breadth figures, you know, the QM advanced decline line has already made an all-time new high, which is a bullish phenomenon. I am not optimistic that all indices that are relevant, NASDAQ, transports, because of Dow theory, the industrials, the S&P, and mid-caps, Russell, will make new highs. I'm highly cynical of that happening. But the fact is that you have this uptrend, and it's kind of unusual because, again, the Fed has led you to believe they're going to raise rates. Most people still believe they will not raise rates in June because of the Brexit, the referendum for the UK to leave the EU. And that will cause a rally. So even though this rally is taking place with the threat of rising rates, if they raise rates, it would be in July, is the consensus intelligent opinion, in my view.
I share that view with you. But it is interesting to see these markets pretty much from the beginning of February on this nice move upward, even in the face of bad earnings. Do you think that's because investors have nowhere else to put their money right now? They can't find yield really in any asset class?
First, it is an amazing anomaly how earnings are diverging with the market, because earnings have been dropping for 3 quarters, flat, and then dropping for 2 quarters. So it really is unusual. I don't think it's ever occurred in my lifetime, 50 years in the business. But the key is this. Understand that on December 16th, when the Fed raised rates a quarter of a point, long-term government bonds were yielding exactly 3%. They're down to 2.62. So you got 38 basis points in, if you want to call it, stimulus for raising short rates a quarter. So as long as long rates are dropping, where is all the activity that you see that is meaningful? It's in oil prices, it's in housing, it's in basically areas where interest rates are still extremely low. You can buy things without any money down almost everywhere. I think you need 3% down to buy real estate. So there is stimulus in what the Fed is doing. Even though they're trying to make it look like they're raising rates, the markets don't agree with them.
Scary to think.
So just bear that in mind. And that's been the case since February, where the market has rallied because the news is, the economic news is mixed at best, but it's more poor than good. Because the big things are what's holding back the economy. GDP, non-farm payrolls, which come out tomorrow, they're supposed to be about 160,000. The last one was 160,000. I'm giving you an estimate. It could be 155. The issue is the important news is weak, but some of the secondary news, like durable goods, which is very volatile, was better than expected, et cetera. So it's mixed.
Exactly. We are getting some mixed reviews in here, mixed data points, and I think that gives ammo to the bulls and the bears on both sides, and that's why we're seeing this grinding along of the markets. Let's switch focus a little bit right now. Talk about the precious metals. Gold, throughout May, experienced a significant sell-off, I would say. Still did not drop below that $1,200 an ounce level. We are slightly above there when we're recording this. In your eyes, is this a natural pullback in a bullish trend that we set up just at the tail end of December last year?
Yes, but there's a fundamental underpinning, and that's the dollar. There is nothing more important to gold than the dollar. And the gold bottomed on December the 3rd last year. The dollar topped intraday on the 2nd. It basically is almost perfectly non-correlated. But more importantly, when the dollar was breaking down from 93 and went down to 91 in the early part of the month, May 3rd, the two FOMC members came out, one from Atlanta, one from San Francisco, and they jawboned the market up. They basically said the market was not viewing the strength in the economy properly. And these are, by the way, non-voting members this year. So they sent out these puppets. And sure enough, the dollar went from 91 low, I'm rounding here, to about 93.5, then wound up closing the month almost at 96. Now, that's what drove every precious metal and industrial metal down across the world, is the rally in the dollar. And it was basically jawboning. I mean, you know, this basically by these two guys plus Bullard, who was on the fence and then said, yeah, the news looks a little better. So the precious metals, which were up 23% from the low to high, had been responding to the Fed jawboning the dollar up. And the reason they want the dollar up by saying that the news is going to be better than expected, they don't want the dollar crashing as it was about to do and then have oil spike and then slow the economy further by consumers not having the money to spend on other items. It's a very delicate balancing act. They want the dollar kind of stable, so if it goes down, they want it up. If it goes up, they want it down, but not too much. So that's kind of the weird world we live in.
What is the preferred level for the dollar, do you think, that the Fed would like to see it at?
Well, it probably between 96 and 93 to the end of the year would be my guess, to the election.
Yeah, and that is actually right where we're at right now. But I agree with you. The price in gold was driven a lot by the moves that we're seeing in the dollar. One final comment. What do you think about this run in oil? Again, testing this $50 a barrel limit. Some of our technical guys say about 51 is a target they have. Do you share that view?
Well, I always start with the fundamental premise that the trend is up, but the slope of the trend is very weak. I mean, it's like a 30-35% slope. Normal bull moves have a 45 or more slope, meaning the uptrend trend line. So my view is it's gone up because Libya has cut back their production. The fire in Canada hurt for a while in certain places where refineries get Canadian oil, and you basically had a Nigerian issue as well. So the production has dropped about 3%, according to what I've read. And that has caused this uptrend to continue, but in a slow and sure way. And so I wouldn't argue with 51 being a fair target in the short run.
All right, Vic. It's always great having you on the show. Sorry that it took a little while to get you back, but I'm hoping to have you join us again for another Trader's Corner. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Doc.
We'll be right back. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second part of Trader's Corner on the Weekend Edition. Now we're going to hear what Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, has to say. Doc, as I mentioned on our daily market commentary on Friday, we're going to focus on gold, the nice pop in gold on Friday on the heels of a sinking dollar, mostly thanks to a very poor jobs report. Gold closed, or at least at the 1 o'clock Pacific time close on Friday, at the 1243 level, up about $33 from where we started the day. This is a nice move, but do you think that this is the start of an uptrend and gold, who knows, could be moving up to the 1275 and then 1300 level?
My gut tells me, Tori, because the technicals are now limbo, but I've got to believe that we're going to move back down here in gold. And that, I don't know if it'll be the first part of next week or it'll take a little bit longer, but I think we've got to move back down again, and then, you know, begin our sideways trading type of thing. But I love this move. It's, really another nice move that, makes the, precious metal stocks actually, move back up into their, a lot of them back up into their daily and their weekly channels. And, so that's a positive from my perspective.
Well, this is definitely a nice bump, and from a daily perspective, as we mentioned, it does seem like everything could have gotten maybe a little bit far ahead of itself, but you do need to say that the ability of gold to hold that $1,200 level throughout the week when it was drifting lower, that is noteworthy, isn't it?
Sure it is, and it's nice that an employment report did it, but I've always felt right along that down in gold, it's measured, it's not vicious, and I think we're going to drift like this into later June and into the summer potentially. I think that's positive because if you look at the monthly charts, we're in a nice channel now, and that's true for the other precious metal, silver as well. And I like to see that, frankly. So to me, I don't have a problem with this precious metal market right now. I think we're in good shape. And I think unless the technicals turn, I think we're going to remain in good shape for a while.
But still remaining in this trading range. And yes, we might drop down and test out that 1,200 again. But quite frankly, we're not seeing the lows that we saw back in December anytime soon. As long as we get through this summer, which is seasonally usually pretty rough, then you think we're set up for another good fall, even into winter?
Yeah, and right now, I think a comment that we're not going to see a low anytime soon like last December, I think that statement is in the cards. I think it's accurate. And I don't expect to see, you know, the lows challenged anytime soon.
So, Doc, what about the stocks? Let's look at GDX here, because on a daily chart, obviously, when you have almost an 11% move in one day, that will turn a lot of the momentum and strength indicators in an upward fashion. How important is it for the next few trading days on the daily chart to move up? Is that key into continuing this trend if we do have a continuation in the stocks?
I think you might have a little continuation into Monday and Tuesday, but then I don't see it breaking out to new highs, frankly. I think the odds are that we come back down again, back into that trading range. We could start to break out, but I really doubt it based on some technicals I'm watching. I think, like I said, we might have a little bit more on Monday and Tuesday, and then I bet we start moving back down again.
Now, what about for those people that were adding to some precious metals positions when the price of gold and silver was drifting lower? When you have a big spike like this on one day, and I have a number of stocks on my screen that are up by 10%+, is it a good time, do you think, to take a little bit of profits and potentially buy back in for a lower price?
Well, for traders, I think it is, but for me, I'm not going to do that anymore. I've said repeatedly, this is my year to accumulate stocks and pullbacks, and like we had this past week earlier and last week was a great time, and I did buy on those dips, and I'm going to continue to attempt to do that over time. But for the traders, yeah, you might expect a little bit more here, and then it'll be good chance to take some profits, and because I think that this is not necessarily the start of anything new.
Well, Doc, let's look at the weekly chart for GDX here, because obviously the one day on Friday made the week on this weekly chart, and having the close right at, almost just above, you could say, that 200-week moving average It's tested it out a few other times back in the early and mid part of May. Now we're testing it out again. When you look at the MACD, it's already at quite a high level, a level that it peaked out at back when we tested this 200-week moving average. Do you think that this is another sign of resistance that will take a while to get through significantly?
Well, what's interesting is I think the weekly charts for GDX on the RSI is showing that the beginning of the week you might actually move up a little bit more. And maybe toward the end of the week, you might get a sell-off again. The momentum indicators are still potentially positive for it, especially the MACD. I like the way that looks, but if the 12-week starts to move down again or sideways next week, I think we're set up to probably trade sideways to down in the ensuing weeks, but it's very possible we could actually, you still have a chance, bulls still have a chance with GEX that it could take out that 200 and actually close over it next week.
Now, Doc, let's quickly switch to silver. We only have about a minute and a half left. Again, another nice move by silver, trailing gold, pretty much the same percentage up. Does this bounce in silver lead you to believe that maybe that 1550 number is no longer on the table, at least in the short term?
Probably not. Like gold, we might move up a little bit here and then start to trace back down again. I still think 1550 is on the table, which I think would be positive because it'll give me a chance to buy some more of these stocks again because they would start to move a little bit down, which I would like to be able to do, because silver has a nice 200-day moving average it's approaching, which I would hope that it would hold. And if it does, that's a very positive thing for, I think, silver plus gold going forward, but also the stocks.
All right, Doc, it's always enjoyable having you on Trader's Corner. I hope everybody enjoyed the last two segments, got a little bit of insights into where the markets are going. Stick around. We are going to be right back covering a sponsor company, Falco Resources, who has been experiencing a nice bounce in their share price and has also had some significant news come out over the last couple weeks. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. Just as a note, this daily editorial is also going to be featured on our weekend show. That being said, let's get right into it. I have on the line with me Vincent Metcalf, CFO of Falco Resources. Vincent, there was some news that came out from Falco. One being the PEA that came out a few weeks ago, and I think we're seeing the market digest what was in that PEA with some nice volume and share price movement on the upside. But then there's also news that came out on May 30th that involves a $10 million loan facility coming from Osisko Gold Royalties. Anybody who has listened to our prior interviews understands the close relationship between Falco and Osisko. Can you first begin by talking to us about what this loan facility means for Falco moving forward?
Absolutely. Thank you, Corey. So based on, you know, what we wanted to do is find a way for Falco to be in a position to advance this the Horne 5 project to feasibility without having to necessarily, you know, be raising equity at different times. But it's essentially what this $10 million loan gives us today is the capacity to move the project to feasibility very rapidly, but essentially de-risk the project very quickly. And essentially the option that we granted to Osisko on the back of that is essentially over the next 18 months. So probably while, you know, once we complete the feasibility, we'll start really negotiating with Osisko to essentially structure a stream financing that will be part of the project financing once we open that route. So the important thing to remember here is that if we would have struck a stream financing in today's market, Falco trades around 0.2, 0.3 times NAV. If you look at precedent transactions for stream deals, everything that's been struck post-feasibility basically warranted a multiple of 0.5 to 0.8, 0.9 times NAV. So the real great option that the Falco shareholders benefit from that deal today is that it basically gives the opportunity for the company to complete the feasibility, de-risk the project, and on the back end, strike a deal with the Cisco at a higher multiple than if we would have done it today. So that's really the great optionality that we end up having with this deal.
Well, that was one of the connections that I made, was that this loan from a Cisco has a maturity of 18 months and is payable at 7% interest. So, you know, that's just what it is to move this project forward. But then on the back end of this, you have this silver and or gold stream that will be negotiated. So will that alleviate the payment 18 months down the road of giving back a Cisco that $10 million? Is
correct.
That how
so,
that's dealing? Okay.
So that if we were to strike a deal on the stream side, the $10 million plus the interest would be basically part of the future payments. So it would be deducted from the future payment on the stream side.
Okay. I just wanted to make that clear, just because I know some people could have been shying away saying, well, how are they going to make this payment 18 months down the road? But that makes sense. Vincent, I want to move into the corporate presentation, an updated corporate presentation that will be posted below this interview. So I recommend people downloading it and following along. Vincent, let's first talk about the area that the Horn 5 property is in. Rouyn-Noranda is a prolific mining area. Can you talk about some of the benefits in having your property so close to, well, a lot of infrastructure?
Absolutely. So we're in a brownfield area. We're in the industrial park. We're actually very close to, you know, mining contractors and mining suppliers, so that will help the future build down the road. We've had ties with these suppliers and contractors for the past 10, 15, 20 years, depending on who's on the management. But essentially, you know, we're in an area where mining is typical and where, you know, mining is part of the culture. So that's definitely going to be a very good thing down the road. And we've been at site pretty much every week for the past 2-3 months. And the community is very, very pro-mining and wants to see this project, you know, go forward. So we've had tremendous support so far.
All right, Vincent, let's move on to the recent PEA that has come out earlier this year. Take us through some of the highlights, maybe the NPV, the payback amount, and really the all-in sustaining costs I found.
Yeah, so essentially what you have now is you have a high margin, high-quality asset in Quebec with tremendous, you know, upside down the road. So right now we have a 12-year mine life, but as you recall, we're doing some expansion drilling at the Horn West, and we're also doing some drilling at Kemar. So we have those two projects that will, you know, down the road, most probably take the 12-year mine life to a much higher number. So that's, you know, right now the base case. So that would be a 12-year mine life with an annual gold production on average of 236,000 ounces of gold only. And we would apply all the copper, silver, and zinc credits to the cost, which essentially, if that mine was in production today, you would be looking at an all-in sustaining cost of $427 an ounce of gold. So very, very, very high margin project. And essentially, you know, you would be in the top quartile if that mine was in production today. So that's why we think this asset is going to be a strategic asset, not only because of the operational characteristic of the project, but also because it's located in Quebec and in Canada in a very, very safe jurisdiction. And the CapEx side, you know, we're looking at a $905 million build. However, if you take that CapEx and you divide it by the number of ounces, the 6.6 million ounces of gold equivalent, and you add that to your all-in sustaining cost, you're still at a all-in cost of $660 an ounce, you know, all-in, basically OPEX plus CapEx. So making, you know, at $1,250 gold, you have a very, very high margin asset. So, yes, it's a big capital number. However, once this thing's in operation, I mean, it's a cash flowing machine. So, very, you know, very strategic asset, as we said before. On the NPV side, if you look at an after tax, you're looking at $667 million, or $1.1 billion. in if you're looking at the pre-tax figure.
Now, I think it's important to note that while this is over 3 million gold ounces, there is also just under 24 million ounces of silver, 194 million pounds of copper, and 807 million pounds of zinc as well. So there's a number of different commodities in here that just further helps bring down some of these costs and helps market and sell some of these products to other offtake people.
Absolutely, for sure. And that's why, you know, with the deal we did today with the Cisco, is if you look at the breakdown between the four different commodities, gold, silver, zinc, and copper, silver is actually your least important commodity. So that's why we think that further down the road, by streaming the silver, you will not affect the economics materially because it's such a small component of the project. So that's why we think there's a great opportunity for us to find and structure a deal with the Cisco to stream that silver without affecting the project economics. So the project definitely lends itself well to a stream down the road.
So, Vincent, looking at some of the levels that you tested this property at, obviously 1250, close to where we're currently at in gold, how low did you stress test this property? Did you go back to $1,000, even sub $1,000 gold?
Correct. So in the presentation, it only goes down to 1150, but
yes.
in our press release that we released, we actually went down to $1,000 gold, and the project still works. Thing, I mean, it works at a lower gold price, and obviously, you know, that's the strong benefit of this project.
Unfortunately, Vincent, we need to take a break, but this full interview is available back on our website, www.kereport.com. Vincent and I get into more details on the corporate presentation.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition with my friend John Kaiser from KaiserResearch.com. John, I always come to you to talk about some of the junior exploration companies in the sector, and we will get into a couple of those companies, including your opinion of Falco Resources. But before we do, John, on your website, I know that you run a lot of numbers on the venture-listed exploration companies. You look at market cap. And from the recent year-end statements for 2015, what's been some of your findings as to the changes in the makeup of the companies on the exchange right now?
Well, we just finished processing the year-end December 31st financials for two-thirds of the issuers have that year-end. So we now have end-of-year stats for almost all of the companies, and it's pretty depressing what we're seeing. For the TSX Venture-listed companies, I track about 1191 that are generally in the resource sector. They have only about $1.5 billion of working capital left, while the other ones have about $2.4 billion. So the system is actually net negative right now. And there's still a huge number of companies trading below 10 cents, like 900 companies. However, we have seen that percent of the total trading below 10 cents has declined from about 60% of all listings to about 50%. So what we have seen is that group of companies that are better off, that have cash, that have stories, that have management doing something, they had a liftoff starting in the third week of January, which was the bottom of the five-year bear market. And they've done quite well. My whole bottom fish index of 100 companies is up over 100% at this point. But it is now stalled because we've seen the gold price retreat. It almost hit the high of last year of about $1,295. It's now hovering above $1,200. As we await a decision by the Fed to raise or keep interest rates. And we are also heading into the summer doldrums. And I'm kind of feeling better than I was in the last 3 weeks where it seemed like everything was running away from me. Now we have a pause. Now we can go here and look at the stocks that have appreciated, see if they're going to settle back and represent new entry levels. And then also look at the ones at the very low end and see if there's ones that aren't part of permanent zombie land that are actually still truly living companies stuck in the below 10 cent trying to clean up some of their debts and get their story back on track.
So, John, with this sideways movement in gold, kind of lull, like you said, in even some of the stocks, you are focusing on the stocks that have already had a really nice run, waiting for those to come back? Or are you also looking at some of the stocks that haven't trailed along with these nice pops that we've seen?
Well, the stocks that have done the best have been the optionality
type stocks. And Falco is one of those, and I'll get back to that later. But the group that has not done very well is the Prospect Generator Farmout Group. And that's because the majority of the juniors that to whom they normally farm out their projects, they are still cashless, and this bull market is not yet strong enough for discovery exploration stories. So I'm looking at some of those ones to see, okay, can you present the story in a way that maybe I can, you know, talk about it and get excited about it, and maybe somebody will farm in and we get something happening so that you're not like watching paint dry, which is a problem with these prospect generators. But what I'm more interested in is companies like Falco Resources, which published their PEA for their Horn 5 project about a month ago. And it was kind of disappointing because its NPV, even at 5%, is less than the $900 million CapEx. There's a $665,000, and the internal rate of return is not very high using $1,250 gold price. So clearly this is what you call an optionality play, where if gold goes to $1,600, it makes a profound difference to the value of the stock. So for a week, the stock sat there and did nothing. And then it suddenly ran to 90 cents plus, and now they're doing a $10 million loan that's supposed to be converted into some sort of gold-silver streaming deal down the road with one of their major shareholders, Osisko Gold Royalties. But what I think is attracting the audience is they are now doing step-out drilling, deep step-out drilling for their deep underground zone, the Quivant extension, and the Western extension. And there's 10,000 meters allocated to each one of these. So what we know about the company, that the grade in that is not high enough to be developed at the current price, but now they're stepping out in a system that has a huge, huge metal budget into parts of it that have never been tested before. And now there's a possibility they may intersect stuff. That's a lot better than what the resource and the PEA is currently based on. So they've layered a discovery narrative on top of the optionality narrative, and that's the kind of stuff what one should be focusing on right now, because if they find something with much better grade that works fabulously at that $1,200 gold, then this stock can go substantially higher than the 90 cent dollar price that it's currently parked at.
So with Falco, because they seem to have some asset that they release that PEA on, and people do know that they are in a nice mining district right now, not only with Falco, but with a lot of other companies, it's about this blue sky potential, isn't it? Because we are seeing when good drill results come out, people are paying attention and seem to be willing to inject their money into these stocks, but they're doing it on a very selective basis.
For sure. And you know, one of my best picks so far this year has been Arizona Mining Inc., AZ, on the TSX, which started off as a 35-center bottom fish, and I upgraded it just ahead of PDAC at 46 cents as a spec value buy recommendation. It touched $1.65 the other day. They've managed to raise about $35 million, $15 million of which came from the Osisko Gold Royalties. And they're sitting on a brand-new, world-class silver, lead, zinc, massive sulfide discovery in southern Arizona, quite close to the border. And they are churning out fantastic assay grades. They've barely started delineating the system. They've got 9 drill rigs on the site, 2 of them infill drilling, where they've already reported a resource, which when I crunch the numbers, it justifies the stock being worth at a buck. And so you ask, okay, well, how did they manage to raise $18 million at $1.29 from institutions last week with the, you know, stock now at $1.50? Well, this is the type of play where, as Don Taylor says, the metal budget of this area is just extraordinary. It has never been properly explored. You can't understand why Osisko in the 30 years where they had this project didn't drill some deep holes and find this stuff. And they're now even looking at the copper potential beyond the zinc, lead, silver stuff, and they can't drill in the Forest Service lands until October, but we could see brand new zones discovered on this thing, plus we could see the resource grade improve from, say, 9% combined lead zinc to maybe 12-15%. And if we get zinc trending up, well, then all hell will break loose, because this is the play that has the best upside both for zinc optionality and for discovery exploration potential.
So it's interesting to hear, John, that it sounds like you're looking at companies that also have upside in terms of different metals within their profile, simply because the metals have been beaten down so bad. Is that why you're looking to these, well, again, optionality type plays?
Well, most of the metals are quite low. They are near their bottom. Copper, the outlook is pretty pessimistic, unless you think the Congo is going to implode and stop producing copper. So copper, you have to have a longer-term optionality view. In the case of this Hermosa Taylor project, where there is no copper at the moment, but there is next door and possibly on the peripheries of this system, if you find high-grade copper, that's interesting. You have 1% plus copper, that's great. If you have, you know, 0.3, 0.4% copper, that's not going anywhere right now. The majors are loaded up on those. You know, that the Lumina model cranked out a whole bunch of them, and others, they have their plate full with those. But other metals like zinc, it's going into supply deficit. There's this bias out there that, you know, China can keep producing more and more zinc as soon as any demand materializes. So there's this sort of negative feeling. But I think China is undergoing its own environmental awakening, and its ability to ramp up zinc supply is far less than the market believes. So zinc has good optionality, and there's not many plays out there available with the zinc component.
Well, John, I think that you bring up a good point with zinc. I know that a lot of people are saying the supply and demand are now favoring the price to be higher, but this type of stuff can take time. Hope everybody enjoyed this week's show. It was, as usual, a lot of fun putting it together, even in these somewhat boring times for the precious metals.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.